Blog Talk Radio.
With a team that has, Melo and Amari that could score,
know, what you really needed was a defensive presence. I mean, the guy averaged 10 and 10, you know, so he could score a little bit, but he's not, you know, he's not, you know, he's not the important part of our offense. But,
right.
You know, he's a complimentary player, you know. Have that. Now Amari don't have to play the five.
Right.
And we got a guy who could play defense and who brings a championship swagger to him, you know, coming off the Mavs, being the center of the Mavericks, you know,
yeah.
Their first and so far only championship they've won in their history.
Yeah, no doubt. The guy, he's going to bring defense. Now, of course, he can't be the only one playing defense on our team. We have to have the other guy step up.
Exactly.
And also play some foul defense. You know, Melo, he's a good offensive player, but, you know, you gotta, he's got to defend.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And hopefully that coach from Atlanta, Mike Woodson, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Hopefully he could, you know, preach these guys, you know, bargain man, and don't let them cross over you and get past you.
Yeah, they really need to step up their intensity.
Yep.
And, of course, they waived Chauncey Billups due to the amnesty rule.
Yep.
You know, each team with this new CBA, they have an amnesty rule where, you know, they could waive the when they use the amnesty rule, they waive the contract from the salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think you still pay the player, but it doesn't count against your cap.
Right.
So Knicks use it on Billups, and Billups is as of right now contemplating
retirement. Yeah.
As he's back at home in Denver, and they sent away MVP Lonnie Turiaf off the bench to the Wizards in a 3-team deal. And I like Billups, you know. I like Billups, and I like Turiaf. You know, he was a energetic guy off the bench, you know. But hey, you know, to get a guy, you know, like Chandler, you know, you gotta make some hard choices.
Yep.
And I don't know about you, but I've heard rumors that Knicks might be trying to do another Jamal Crawford.
Yeah, but how are we going to get him, though?
Yeah, that's the problem. The rumors I hear is that they're going to give him one of the young guys, like Schumbert or Douglas, and somebody else. I can't remember who the other person was. But, I mean, I wouldn't give him – as much as I like Crawford, he doesn't play any defense, and I don't know. I don't think we should give up our young talent to get him. I mean,
we've been there, done that, man. I don't think we should.
I mean, I like Crawford. I mean, Crawford would be a good compliment at the two, you know, another guy who could score. But I mean, yeah, like you said, been there, done that. If there's a way we could have got him without giving up the young guys,
yeah,
any of the core guys, you know, like Amari or Melo, then I would definitely think about doing it. But I don't see it's possible. I don't think it's possible.
I think they need to go after your point guard right now. I mean, I would love to get JJ Barrera.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Or, you know.
Like you reported yesterday, they signed Mike Bibby, who's a two-time, he's going to be a two-time, a second-generational Knick. His father briefly played for the Knicks also.
Yeah, Henry Bibby.
Yeah, so, you know, congratulations to him. I mean, I know last year he was kind of shot, especially when he played with the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, you know, with him not having all the pressure on him, you know, maybe sharing some of the minutes with Douglas and Schumbert, maybe, you know, he could be a serviceable guy.
Yep. I hope so.
Let's hope so.
I mean, he's a veteran point guard, you know, he's a good ball handler, makes good decisions with the ball. Offensively, you know, he's not really an offensive player, but
he's like how he was with the Sacramento Queens, as Shaq used to call them.
Yeah, you know, this is not 2002, 2003, so. But, you know, he makes good floor decisions. He'll be a good point guard to come off the bench.
Yep.
I like the move. I think we needed to sign him. because, you know, there's not that many point guards available right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's rumors that they were going to go after Baron Davis after they, you know, if his team, is it Clippers? I kind of lost track how many teams this guy went to, Baron Davis.
I think he's on the Clippers right now.
Yeah. If he gets amnesty, Knicks was thinking about going after him, but he hasn't been amnesty to my knowledge, so I think that's why they pushed to go for Bibby.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, hopefully with not a lot of pressure on Bibby, you know, hopefully, he's been known to be a good three-point shooter.
Yep.
But, you know, of course he's getting up there, and his defense isn't what it used to be, obviously.
Right.
But hopefully he could get Knicks get a little lightning in the bottle. And most likely what they're trying to do is probably hold on to him for this year and then go after, you know, the guy, D'Antoni's been wanting to reunite for the longest, Steve Nash, when he becomes a free agent. So I think that's what they're going to do. You know, they're going to have Bibby playing the point this year and try to go after Nash to make him sign a league minimum and make him point, you know, lead the point guard, even though he has horrible defense also.
Yeah.
And in his upper 30s.
Well, you know, I would love to get Chris Paul. That's the point guard I'd love to get, but
yeah,
right now it doesn't look like we're going to get Paul, you know, because right now
the whole thing
with the Lakers and Houston, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Yeah, because late last night they said that Lakers pulled out of the Chris Paul deal. So I don't know if that's temporary or if they're gone for good. And there's rumors that Clippers might be the favorite now. I mean, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. If Clippers are getting done, you know, Baron Davis might be available. Who knows?
Yeah, but are we? I don't even know if we'd have enough with him being. I don't even know if we'd even have enough money to get him.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd have to do the research and stuff like that.
I have to trade.
Probably.
Well, we shall see. Still a lot of days left before NBA season officially starts.
And the league starts on Christmas, and the first game that's going to start is, of course, Celtics versus us.
Mm-hmm.
All eyes on the Knicks, the way I love it.
Yep, at the Garden.
Yep, and hopefully, you know, we do our thing, you know, we live up to this potential.
That was better.
Stop the haters.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
This is going to be sweet.
Yep.
Vengeance on the
turkey, and eggnog. I love that.
Vengeance on the Celtics, man. Dude. Now Big Baby Davis won't be able to talk smack because he got traded.
Yeah, we should be definitely better than the Celtics, man. I think we should win the Atlantic this year.
I sure hope so, man. We got to.
Well, we need another piece. I think we need a point guard.
Yeah. Yeah, J.J. Barrera would be great. Big bet. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
What else was I saying? So, you think? Oh, yeah. Dwight Howard pretty much made it official that he demanded a trade to the Nets. So here's the possible teams he's going to get traded to. The Nets, who, you know, reportedly they might have been tampering. They might have met with him secretly without the league knowing. Well, they're still trying to confirm whether or not that's true or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Lakers, who, you know, most likely they were trying to go after Paul and Howard.
Right.
But and another team I think emerges Mavericks, because, you know, they lost Chandler to us, of course, in the three team signing trade. So
right,
that's another team that Howard might go to. Out of those teams, which team would you want him to go to? I mean, obviously, he's not coming to the Knicks anymore. Well, we didn't even know if he was going to come to the Knicks, period. But
well, you know, I don't really care which team he goes to, but I think he'll most likely end up as a Net.
Yeah, me too. I totally agree with you.
I mean, he wants to go there. He requests a trade there, so. Yeah, they'll try to, I think Magic will do all their best to try to, you know, fill his request.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because they're most likely going to get Brook Lopez, some draft picks. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Nets have some young players they can't trade, so.
And the Knicks got to, you know, got to play. You know, got to play D and play, you know, a team game because,
yep.
You know, with Dan Williams and Dwight Howard, man, that's gonna be, you know, a tough team in the Atlantic. And, you know, next year when they move to Brooklyn, you know, that's going to be crazy. A lot of people, you know, you're going to have some bandwagon fans jumping on the Brooklyn Nets bandwagon.
Yeah, Nets will be okay, but I don't think
yeah.
they'll be as good as the Knicks.
Nah, I don't, yeah. I have to agree with you on that. I think, you know, the Knicks, you know, will be better. And also, you know, there's some loyal Knicks fans that I don't think even as good as the Nets will be, I don't think they'll really overshadow the Knicks unless they won a championship.
Right, exactly. They still need some pieces for that team.
Yeah, they do.
Man, right now I'm watching the Green Bay Oklahoma Rays game. It's like the Packers are toying around with the Raiders.
Oh yeah, and that's coming off. And they need a break because last week you guys and the Packers, you guys had a tough game. You guys came back, but unfortunately, you guys lost. A couple of seconds ago in the game.
Yeah, that was a tough game, but. Hopefully we could use that loss to catapult us, you know, into the playoffs. Use it as a momentum, even though we lost.
Yep, kind of like what you did in that championship year when you lost to the Patriots in the regular season.
Yeah.
And you guys just kept on winning.
Yeah, but I don't even want to think about that. This is 2011. We want to see if we could try to win the division, go into the playoffs. You know, hopefully good things happen. You know. And tonight we'll play the Cowboys, so we could beat their asses.
Yep, that's
and
the destiny.
Yep, exactly. The destiny is in our hands.
Yep, I give you Alberto Del Rio.
Yep.
But
Packers, they're definitely the team to beat in NFC and in the NFL, man. It's like,
oh yeah,
they toy with teams like they could pass whenever they want.
Yeah.
Go whenever they want. Rodgers, man, it's like they're untouchable. They're unbeatable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you ain't lying, man. They really look there's a reason why they're undefeated.
Yep. I don't know if the team will beat them this year. I don't know.
Yeah. Never know. Any given Sunday, like that Pacino movie.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't think there'll be any any Sunday that team could beat them. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There isn't any day in the week you could beat these guys.
Never know. They could lose in the Super Bowl.
Maybe if they play like the Broncos and Tebow because Tebow.
Oh yeah, that would really be interesting. everybody think those guys just keep on winning. I mean, you know, it'd be like. It'd be like, who's going to – something got to give.
Yeah.
Yeah, but right now, Bears are leading the Broncos 10-0.
Yeah, but, you know, I feel like the Broncos will come back.
Yeah, they've always come back. I need them to start to lose here because, you know, Jets are, you know, kind of winning one of the wild cards.
Yeah.
Of course, Jets just – whoop the Redskins behind. Like,
you mean
the final score was like 35-7 or something like that? What you said?
Chiefs, right?
Oh, yeah, sorry, Kansas City Chiefs, right, my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, Redskins, I think, was, what was it, last week?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was last week when they came
back.
Yeah,
right, yes, you're all right, Kansas City Chiefs.
Chiefs suck.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We're the Chiefs.
It sucks, man.
Dude, we're the Chiefs. They're,
yeah.
They work for us, man.
Yeah, and today was probably the Jets' best offensive game of the season.
Yeah. And they rested, you know, Sanchez.
Yeah. One negative, they lost. Looks like they're going to lose Leonard.
Yeah, he's injured. I don't know how. I'm going to have to find out, you know, how serious that injury is.
Yeah. It was a good game. The Jets blew them out.
Yep. We're rolling.
Yep.
We're going to roll like Undertaker.
Still in the wild card hunt. Next week, you guys play the. Who do you guys play next week?
Next week, that's a good question. Man, I don't know who we're facing next week. Is it Eagles? I'd have to check.
Oh. It's Eagles. They got Michael Vick back.
I think they might be Eagles, but I'm gonna have to. I'll definitely would have to check.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, other major news, MLB, Albert Pujols is now a Los Angeles Angel of Anaheim.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. What, 10-year, $254 million?
Yeah, highest paid, now he's the highest paid player in baseball, right, I think?
Probably, but didn't they give A-Rod incentives, like, if he makes the incentives, he could make like $205 million.
Yeah, I think Pujols is either the highest or the second highest. I think.
Yeah, I think Rodriguez had what the 250 when he signed with Texas, and then after when he resigned with Yankees, I think he signed like a what $275 million contract with incentives to make it go up to $305 million or something like that.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Too much money signs.
I know.
Too much dollar signs.
But yeah, it shows you there's no loyalty, you know, in baseball. You know, all they're loyal to is their money. I mean, Pujols, I mean, he just won a championship, their second championship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, in 06 and in this year, you know, they won.
Yes.
And there's no loyalty. This guy, I mean, this guy's arguably the best player in Cardinals history. Probably, you know, since Stan the Man Musial or even better. I mean,
yeah.
this guy, you know, he's the man, you know. He was the man in St. Louis.
Yeah, but loyalty doesn't mean nothing when it comes to money.
Exactly.
Someone's going to offer you more money, you got to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals, I mean, they just couldn't offer that type of money, so.
Yep. And, of course,
they're lost.
Yep. And, you know, the Marlins, they lost out to C.J. Wilson also to the Angels.
Yes.
Should be a good pitcher for them. But, of course, we all know what their big signing was. Of course,
yeah.
Jose Reyes. Jose Reyes jumped ship from the Mets to the Marlins.
Yes, no longer a Met, now a Marlin.
Yeah, man. Imagine this was just Monday this happened. It felt like it happened like 2 weeks ago or so.
Yeah, it does feel like that.
Yeah.
Now you guys are going to have to, Reyes is going to be a headache in your butts now.
Oh, yeah, I know. You know, I just feel bad, you know, because this guy was my, you know, probably my all-time favorite Met. I mean, I've had, you know, I was a huge Piazza fan, but unfortunately, you know, I didn't see him start his whole career. He
right.
came on the Mets like a year before I started being a baseball slash Mets fan. So,
yeah.
You know, of course, obviously, I saw the good, you know, the good years. But Jose Reyes, man, I mean, you know, this was around the time when I started following the Mets system. So I knew about the guy even before he, you know, put on the Mets uniform. So I was able to see that guy play his major league debut, which was a day before mine's and his 20th birthday. And it's a shame, you know, that guy won't win a championship with the Mets.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think Mets didn't put a strong effort to try to re-sign him, you know?
Yeah, they just pretty much wanted to sign him on their terms.
Yeah,
I mean, they didn't really want him like that. I mean, they were willing to sign him to a 5-year, $75 to $80 million, but they never formally made him an offer.
Yep.
The Marlins did, and Marlins got their man. They got him. They got Keith Bell to be their closer. And who was the other person they got? Oh, yeah, Mark Burley. So.
Oh, yeah, Burley, right.
They're really spending money. And then out of the blue, Pujols and Wilson, two other guys Marlins were trying to go after. Angels, out of nowhere, trumped the Marlins. And Marlins was just dominating this whole week.
Yeah, they were.
Until Angels swooped in and stole Pujols and Wilson from them.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous how these teams. Oh, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
Yeah, all these small market teams spending money out of nowhere.
Yeah. And Mets and Yankees are the teams that were the ones that spend the less.
All right.
Is this
yeah.
bizarre world?
It is.
But to their credit, I mean, Mets did let Reyes go, which I'm so sad about because, I mean, you know, I always rooted for this guy, even before he debuted in the Met uniform.
Yeah.
And it's going to be weird. I mean, I can't support the guy. I mean, had he went to the AL, you know, to the American League, except for the Yankees, or to the NL West or NL Central, I mean, I could have still supported the guy, as long as he don't hurt the Mets. But
right.
come on, he's in the NL East. So his wins, what he does, I mean, it affects the Mets directly. I mean, obviously no one's expecting the Mets to compete. But, I mean, hopefully with these new moves the Mets have to shore up their bullpen, you know, signing Frank Francisco, trading Pagan to get fan favorite from the Giants, Andres Torres, and that hurler setup man, Ramon Ramirez, who was, I mean, he was money for them right after Wilson.
Right.
And lastly, they signed John Roush. I mean, he used to be, this guy used to be a good setup man, you know, for the Nationals a couple of years ago. But, you know, now he's with the Mets. He doesn't throw hard like he used to, but should be a good move for them. But
yeah,
we shall see what you know how these guys turn out. Oh yeah, another news, baseball news. I don't know if you heard about this. Ryan Braun, the NL MVP. Oh yeah, I did tell you about this. He tested positive for a performance enhancing. Drug. We don't know what it is. We don't know if
what
it's
a shocker.
HGH. Well, he says it's BS, but doesn't look good. I mean, this guy, he won the NL MVP. He was the runner-up to Reyes in his last season as a Met.
Yep.
It's gonna be, you know, interesting if there's a mistake or if he really did it. Because as of right now, he's suspended for 50 games when the season starts.
Mhm.
And
he's appealing it, so you know
yeah.
we'll see if he gets it, if he gets that upheld.
Yep. And congratulations to Ron Santo, the former Cub. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Congrats.
That means Bobby or something like that. He's like a executive with the Dodgers. He's also going to the Hall of Fame also. If I didn't pronounce his name, you know, wrong, right, then, you know, forgive me for the Dodgers fans or whatever. had let's see, what else happened in WWE? They had to beat the clock. There was Randy Orton won. He beat the clock with 2 seconds left to do the table match against Wade Barrett.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, there's nothing that really happened.
And nothing too exciting.
Yeah. The slam is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to the slam is tomorrow.
Hopefully, actually interesting.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Michael Cole talk for 3 hours straight. But what time it is, folks? I want to, you know, thank you all for listening to another edition of Sports with a Legend. I'm with my co-host, Carlos Matthews.